Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 19, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 17, 2003.
Nazarene, we recently reported on your mother Mary's troubles as she visits with members of the Galact community. We know she works with someone. Exactly how does she speak with others and do what she is doing so well? Every psychic has different abilities.
Because, as always, Alora, God manifests his wonders in marvelous ways. He has provided for my mother as she travels through the stars a perfect conduit, a perfect person that almost exactly matches her vibrations, and the two of them work so well together that it is as if they are one person. It is almost like they evolve together, and they work so well together and are so compatible with each other that people marvel that two people of opposite races, two different races from two different worlds, can function so well as one. The power of God, Alora, is marvelous. The things that God can arrange is beyond our understanding. That my mother could go out into the stars and in a few weeks find a person that is so perfect for her to work with shows the power and the glory of God beyond the understanding of man whatsoever. Our Father's ability to do things, Alora, is often beyond the understanding of even those that have served him for hundreds of thousands of years. To watch this marvelous thing, to see my mother work so marvelously with this wonderful person, and to see the good that she has been doing out there in the stars, makes us wish that the people of this world would listen as readily as the people out there do.
Fantastic, Nazarene, and what an honor for that lady. I hope things turn out well for her.
I'm sure God will see to that, Alora. I'm very positive he will.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, it just seems like yesterday that all this was happening. It's so hard to believe that it was years ago. Can you tell us what has happened to the lady that worked with your mother while she was out in the stars?
Well, the last report we had, Alora, she was doing very well. She had, in essence, become the leader of the whole sector where she lived. The three major races in that area, though they elect leaders and things and have councils and such, not one of their leaders would make a major decision without asking her if it was acceptable first. It is a strange thing that a person, because she was in association with my mother, can become so powerful. She is called the Lady That Held Earth's Mother, and she is adored by everyone in the area. Anyone that has a problem comes to her with it. I mean really serious problems. I don't mean little tiny things, but things that might tear a world apart or destroy a whole family or something like that. And she solves the problems very quickly and very well, and she has become adored by all the people in her sector. Anyone that touches my mother becomes a very special person. Look at you and Demetrius. I mean, you are very special people. And that is the way with my mother. Anyone that my mother has anything to do with is a very special person.
Wow, that's great, Nazarene, and thanks for the compliment.
Compliments should always be given, Alora, where compliments are due.
We'll be back again